I'm very excited, team, to share with you the Sambucoil Black Elderberry Effervescent Tablets for health and immune systems. Now, I'm lazy when it comes to my health, but nothing screams get it, than getting some tablets and putting them in water to make the water taste nice.
Get it!
And now I can do it with these Effervescent Tablets. Available now at Chemist Warehouse, proud sponsors of the morning show.
That was a bit short, Mark.
It was a bit short. Was it? Was 15 seconds? I think they paid for 15 minutes.
Rolling with Chemist Warehouse.
Let's push!
Give me some!
Let's go! Never fold.
10 toes down, baby.
You know who it is.
I'm trying to be like you, mama.
Shush. It's too late to turn back now.
The Morning Shift. Powered by Uno Media.
And everything in between. It's a get a Friday, and we're here for our morning shifters. From our moosters to our sisters, we back for another show just in case you messed up.
Do the dishes.
Hello, wonderful humans, stay blessed.
Don't stress.
We've got you covered like a sundress. Welcome to officially the number one show for Call Down Under, your home. Welcome to new media, the people's media.
Let's push.
Say no more, take your shoes off at the door. Everything you want, nothing you don't. Real people, real talk.
And if we ain't number one in the charts, hopefully we're number one in your heart.
Let's get it Friday!
Never gets old. Favorite part of the week, Mark?
Yeah, it is.
Let's get it. Hey, what is on the show today? I know you probably lost sleep. You're like, guys, you didn't talk about the sexiest phone number. You teased that yesterday. When are you going to do it? Today's the day.
I can't wait for that.
Today's the day we're doing that. Jordan, what you doing on the show today?
We're having a party today. We're having a party. Someone just announced that they come to New Zealand, and we need to get excited. And if I'm the only one, I'll stand on that mountain.
Mark, you've seen some things on our socials?
Yes, indeed. It came through a messenger on Instagram, and it was around the idea of friendship circles and relationship breakdowns. A question has been posed to us, and someone would like our ideas on the thought.
Ooh. Do they want my real ideas?
Yeah, the real ideas.
Oh, no.
Nothing else.
I'm going to get in trouble.
Okay. And we got some goodies to give away. We'll wrap up with a VUA on the show today as well. Shout out to Chemist
Warehouse. Don't say goodies. We got some substantial money. Mato Mark, what is it?
Well, thanks to our good mates at Chemist Warehouse, our good friends at Chemist Warehouse, we have a $200 gift voucher to give away to our favourite VUA this week.
We grab some of those.
We
too.
Got a
but congratulations for you. But we always start the show with an absolute board. And Mark, it's Friday, so you take over.
Yeah, Friday. You know what, gentlemen? I think growing up, I listened to a range of music, but one guy that really pummeled my ears and my eardrums was Mr. DMX, R.I.P. So nothing brings a Friday on like a growl and an aggressive punch in the ear. Let's get it. Friday! Up your chest. Be aggressive. Bite your lip.
Was having with the same I show no love. Thugs, empty yacht below the throw most slugs. How you gonna explain? Even if we squash the beef, I ain't touching your hand. I don't with chumps. For those that been to jail, that's the cat with the Kool-Aid on his lips and pumps. I don't with that think they bras. Only know how to be one way, that's the dog. I know how to get down, know how to bite. Bark very little, but I know how to fight. How to chase a cat up in a tree. Man, I can't get the fitness of a tree. Man, is she crazy?
Bit of a revolution, actually. Yeah, I had a revolution thinking to myself, I think the most enjoyable music for me is music that is in your face, whether it be hip-hop and R&B, whether it be, I don't know, house music, whether it be I don't rock
just
music.
Just right up in your group.
It just has to be aggressive and in my face to like it.
I love DMX's prayers.
Yes, through his whole album, say.
Thank God. For all my dogs. Pray for our church, guys. Pray and forgive us, man.
That was back when you used to listen to full albums.
That was our best.
You'd listen to the full album and then the interlude would come and it'd be a prayer. You'd be like, oh, yeah, he's for real.
And then be like, and everybody say, hey, he's had the best prayers. Love DMX.
Hey, exciting weekend of sport. Can I just say for my check-in this morning, I wanted to say good luck to Super Rugby Opeki, the final.
Blues
women's
girls, baby.
Taking on Chiefs Manawa.
Chiefs Manawa all day, baby.
4 p.m. on Saturday at Eden Park.
Chiefs girls have been dominant, very dominant the last few years, but I think the Blues girls have got them this year.
Biased. Is that your heart or your head?
It's both.
Okay. Are you going along, Jordan?
Of course.
Yes.
Definitely.
I believe there's a few shifters because Caitlin put a message in on the shifters
good luck,
page.
Sis. Caitlin got me good because Matsu got me good because I was supposed to go to the 660 Mangawhai grassroots tour. But then they have a home final. My sister was like, you coming to the final? I was like, yeah.
Oh, so you weren't going to travel for the final?
No, well, I wasn't going to travel to Hamilton. I'm going to Mangawhai, baby. I can watch it on my phone. But, you know, I can't not go if it's at Eden Park in Auckland. Come on now. I was just going to FMG.
I just want to salute to all the Warriors fans who will be heading out to Go Media Stadium, 5 p.m. same day, Saturday. So it's 4 o'clock, Eden Park. It's going to be Opeki final. And then 5 p.m. down the road, Mount Smart, a.k.a. Go Media Stadium. Warriors taking on the Sea Eagles at 5 p.m. Looking
love
forward
that.
To it.
I probably shouldn't check in, but since DMX is playing, I'm going to choose violence this morning. I've been going to the same spot for my Americano.
Oh, you changed it up.
My Americano recently. My coffee in the morning. And I just want to say, if you're a barista and you don't like people and you don't like the morning, go find a new job.
Oh, no.
Jordan.
Go find. No, suck.
Whoa.
Suck toes. Okay? Suck someone's feet. Because that is the energy that you give people in the morning. Okay? You've got your long face and your attitude.
No.
And you're always giving me my Americano with one cup and no napkin wrapped around so that it burns my hands.
Yeah, very hot Americano.
Like, do you know what's... That's a choice. That's a choice, bro.
So
if you're not
going to
be
like...
have some kind of, you know, good spirit about you, don't work in the morning. Don't go make coffee for people. Stay at home, work night shift. You know what I'm saying?
The old barista night shift.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Go find another job.
If you're good at your job, your job's not to entertain you. That's a bonus.
Oh, bro.
So if you get
hang on.
Yes,
if you, we all want that. Don't get me wrong. The barista who's happy in the morning, hey, Jordan, how's your day? You have a good night. You build that relationship. That's great. That's not the job. The job is to provide you a product.
No, it is their job.
Because you keep going back.
It is their job.
So the coffee itself must be good.
You know what their job isn't to do? To be negative and have negative spirit and energy.
Oh, hang on a minute.
But you can't say
hang
that.
On a minute.
I can't say that. I've been assessing the last 3 weeks. I've been going.
You know,
do you think I took one look and made this?
Yelling.
Yes.
You're yelling. Can I just?
No.
I just want to ask. I just want to ask. Have they said anything or are you just reading energy here? Are you the barometer of energy reading?
Brother.
Have they said anything negative to you?
They haven't needed to say anything.
So
for those who can read the room.
He's reading energy.
They feel me right now.
Mark,
hear what
I feel
I'm
like
saying.
It was a today thing.
No, it wasn't.
A build up
no,
over
today
two,
was
three.
When it happened. Today was when I decided. But it was an there was an accumulation of data collected over the last 2 weeks. I didn't just arrive here today. I didn't just, you know, hop out that lobby, jump out that bus and umbrella down here today.
But you know the job. You know that that's their job.
It's above
so
and beyond.
Showing up.
It's above and beyond being nice.
Right, that's the bonus.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
this is hell I'm gonna die on.
Is the Americano
I'm
nice?
Say this.
Was it good?
I want to give it another
month. It's gone, Mark.
I'm going to give it another month. I'm going to give it another month.
I saw an empty
and
cup,
then I'll reassess and we'll revisit.
Okay.
But just because you got a bad day, don't mean you got to make the whole cafe feel gloomy and dark. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, before we keep it moving, this message came through for us, and I don't know the answer, so I'm going to throw it to you boys. Now, obviously, you two are in love at the moment, and it will continue to be. I don't say at the moment now, but you will continue to be. But
oh,
there was
it
a time where you were
it changes daily. Hourly, sometimes minutes.
you were in the game for a while, so maybe you have the answers that I don't have the answers to.
I wish I had problems, man, in my relationship.
Listen to him.
Nah, this is the build-up. You know, this is... So what I'm picking up from this message we got sent is they're not there just yet. So she's trying to work that part out. So this is where I thought I'd bring it to the table. So I have this guy that I've been chatting with. That's a good sign. Trying to figure out if he's interested in me. I mean, he reaches out daily. Positive. They're reaching out daily. That's a good sign. But he keeps telling me I'm, in quotes, so nice. Way too nice. Boys, what's that mean?
What is he doing?
I don't know.
What, sorry?
I'm confused here too. So I've read that message.
Say that again?
I haven't missed anything.
Yeah. Oh, can you say
just
say
read.
It again? Say it again.
Just focus on reading, bro.
Okay, Mike, now you're yelling at me.
Sorry.
Like, we're in a relationship, okay? Take that out on
just
your wife.
Read.
Not on me. Okay, from the top. So I've been chatting with this guy, trying to figure out if he's interested in me. I mean, he's reached out daily, but he keeps telling me I'm, in quotation marks, so nice. Way too nice. Boys, what does that mean? See, Mark, I was trying to tell a story.
She hasn't given the whole story.
Don't tell a story.
She hasn't given the whole story. I don't know if reached out means he's reached out as in reached back. Is she saying good morning? What are you doing? And he's replying, and she sees that as always reaches out.
Is she the initial reacher?
No, nah, I don't think she's reaching. I think he's reaching out from what I gathered from that text message. Maybe, sis, here's the thing. He's not one of us. We're all bamboozled here. This is a play that I've never seen.
This message is confusing, but rule of thumb is if a guy that you don't see as your friend or have a friendship messages you frequently, there is a chance that he does like you. However, I can't make that call based off the information.
So nice, way too nice. I don't get that part.
So there's a two in there? Way too nice?
So nice, way too nice. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I got it.
Yeah.
Are you thinking the same thing? I don't know if you're thinking the same thing.
I think I am.
He might be trying to corner you into like, I'm not nice. Like, what is this? Like, he's trying to force your hand to say what something is. Like, he's reaching out. He maybe does like you. He maybe wants to like throw out something that you'll get a reaction. What does way too nice mean? What does that mean? Oh, you know, then he has another chance to
so
flirt.
So he's probing here.
In another
How far
way.
Can we take it?
Yeah. What do you mean too nice? Like what? Are we like, what does too nice mean?
Okay,
like,
yeah.
You know?
Or he's
you know
throwing
what I mean?
Up walls.
He's trying to get a reaction.
Like, nah, you're way too nice. You're too nice. As in like, you're past that line of what I think nice, that I would be with nice. You're too nice. Like, this is way too hot, this Americano.
Yeah, but you want to keep
it's
going back.
It's too hot. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think Jordan might hit it. I think Jordan might hit it.
I'm just putting out the
Can
other
Can we reply? Because I'm really interested now. I'm invested.
Reply right
I'm
now?
I'm invested.
What do we reply? Absolutely.
Can you say, we need more context to give you an actual answer, but we will have the answer for you.
And we will report back.
All better questions. Yes.
Okay.
Let's get into Daily Bread.
Let's do it.
That's right, folks. Daily Bread. Breaking bread. With the news of today. By myself. Awesome.
Today is April 12th. That is 103 days deep in the year. 263 left to get it.
Hey, you messed up. You messed that up,
man.
Two days in a row now. We let it slip yesterday.
Today is April 12th. That is 103 days deep into the year. 263 left to get her done.
Get her done!
It is Dickfest Day.
Huh?
Stop the music. What the heck is going on?
See, I know what that is.
It is what?
I know what that is. I'd have to read that message.
It is a very happy dick fist day.
Yep.
Man, I'm a dick someone.
No, it's just where you eat your food and your breakfast.
It's when you eat your dick.
Very close. It's also happy hamster day today. We don't see a lot of hamsters in Aotearoa, do we? We have guinea pigs for our American listeners. You guys have hamsters.
Always thought they were the same thing.
Probably are. Don't know if they are.
Look the same to me.
Probably are.
Guinea pigs are pretty cute, though.
They bite you. Squeeze them hard enough, they'll bite you. And it's walk on the wild side today. So walk on your wild side day is just get a little crazy, get a little funky, do your thing.
Love that.
Mm.
100%.
You didn't listen.
I do.
You had nothing to add to that. And I respect that because I have nothing to say to walk on the wild side.
You added. You had the whole ingredients in there. I was just like, can I have a taste?
All you're eating.
Can I have a taste? Yeah. Thank you. Mm. Awesome. Guys, 30 years ago today, this song you're about to hear came out, but this artist only sang it 1 week ago. And listen to how amazing she still sounds. She's the queen.
I would like to get to know if I could be the kind of girl that you could be down for.
Silky.
Cause when I look at you, I feel something tell me that you're the kind.
Morning Shifters.
Brandy.
Two-step.
Oh, was it last week? Last week? Don't let you know.
Bad. That is Brandy. She sang that last week because last week the song turned 30 years.
Wow.
And
how old are we? That song too?
For those who like really are into vocals, they put Brandy as the number one vocalist.
Of on what?
Of all time. Females.
No, they didn't.
Because you can't like no, it's, they didn't. This is
talk to my core because I'm not singing.
This is like someone saying like Kai.
Kyrie.
Like He ain't top five skilled point guard.
That's me saying
that's like a casual telling you, like, nah, Steph's way better than him.
She's number one, though?
Like, what she can do vocally, they call her the vocal Bible, because she can do anything.
Not being disrespectful, why is she AM more? And why does the Bible indicate everything?
You know what?
I'm just asking questions here at this point. But there's big gaps in that saying alone.
I'm going to go get a job at a coffee shop. Now I can make everyone feel bad.
Calling her the Bible because
I'm
he can
saying,
do anything?
Like,
does she want that
you
title?
You know what? Shifters, if you know what I'm talking about, I know I feel seen from you right now. I feel heard, and that's enough for me. That is my daily bread.
My daily bread. Could have missed a whole bunch of people with this one. UFC 300's around the corner, guys. It's this weekend, just in case anybody forgot.
Oh, who's on it? Is there anyone?
UFC's done,
well,
yeah. Bro.
No, it's well, that's the thing. It's a big card as I look on it, but I don't really want to talk about the card so much as the feeling that I have around it. Mark, you talked about this, you know, maybe 3 months ago. Can you see?
Hello, who's that? Boxing!
So dumb. So dry.
It's so great.
But it might have gone.
Nah, it's gone.
Gone?
It's gone.
It's gone?
Wow, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone, get you. Nah, it's done, bro. They got no global superstars coming up.
And no one coming up next. There was always someone. It was Connor. And
like, where...
Or was John Jones actually, then Conor and Khabib, that whole
UFC WrestleMania buzz now. They're trying to get Conor back. They're trying to get like the old ones
old back,
back. To do some to sell some pay-per-views.
Interesting question.
I watch Izzy, but that's about
it. Is that it? Is that who would they need to get on that card for you to go mean?
The only one that could sell arenas or could do a massive pay-per-view right now is Conor.
Yes.
John Jones?
Yes.
Izzy?
Yes.
That is it.
What about it would make what you feel a, different about the
that
fight.
That is it.
What about a comeback of Francis Ngannou?
Nah, not
yes,
up.
For
no,
the heavyweight
nah,
title.
Yes.
No,
if
not
he
up.
Jumps
only John Jones.
Him.
Only John Jones.
So, if it was
so then
John
it's John Jones.
So straight back to John Jones.
Yeah. So no love for Sugar Shane, Sugar nah. Sean Mosley?
Whatever. He's the man.
Sugar
not levels.
Maloney?
He's the man.
Madiddle.
He's
what's
the man, but he doesn't.
Sugar Shock.
He doesn't have that weight that the others do.
Sugar, sugar.
So, Connor's 40.
Connor's 40?
No, but basically. John Jones is still the man, but we don't got much left of him. And at this point, we don't even know when Izzy's coming back. And I think even if he does come back, he'll come back for 3 more fights, max. Maybe 2.
And then he's done.
Jordan might be right. Usually might actually be done.
It's done, bro.
No, that's what I feel.
Sugar Shane? Shane, sugar.
Okay, that's enough.
Hey, I'm ready here. Mike Tyson and Logan and Jake Paul. I'm here to see that fight too. So maybe you're right. Boxing.
Ava asked me about that fight the other night. She's like, do you reckon Mike Tyson can knock out Jake Paul? And I was like, how do you know about that? Like,
it's a big deal, bro.
Yeah.
Jake Paul, he's an algorithm.
Free on Netflix, that fight too.
Is it?
Yeah. It's free on Netflix.
And there's no rules,
bro.
Too. Like, it's a fight.
Things are changing, man. OPEC final on TikTok.
No, it's not. It's a boxing fight, bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but there's no, like, charity rules to it.
Yeah.
There's no Jake Paul's...
So it's free on
here.
Netflix and the OPEC finals free on TikTok.
Yes.
Do you see what trending's happening right now?
Oh, damn. It's like their new media almost.
It's like they're realizing that, oh, hang on a minute, we cannot do subscription models anymore. Well, when I say sort of like pay-per-view models anymore, the way to make money is to try and get coverage. The way to make coverage is to give it out for free.
Everyone streams it anyway, so you might as well.
Mm. That doesn't solve the problem, though, for like anyone that's like a gigantic platform, you know what I mean?
Well,
that's
it does if they scary. Sell advertising around that fight. So for instance, Netflix says, okay, you can watch this fight for free, but what we're going to do is also put a massive Chemist Warehouse banner over it, and Chemist Warehouse is going to pay $1 million, knowing full well that there's going to be over 10 million people watching it at that time, and they'll see their banner. They just got to think differently. I've always had this. This is starting to change, and I had nothing to do with the change, and it annoys me.
Can I just talk about I was signed to fight Jordan Simi in May. I signed start of the year. He signed too.
You're lucky that didn't go through.
I was fine. I signed up to fight Liam Missim the first time too. I'm glad that one fell through. I don't know why at the time I was feeling confident, but I watched that guy's fights the last few. I'm like, nah, yeah, man. Yeah. I think God had me on that one. He blocked my blessing.
Pay-per-view.
All my hiding.
Pay-per-view. It's
he
the
blocked
reason.
My hiding. That is your daily bread. Breaking bread with the news of today.
This is the Morning Shift.
I've heard people say that
Hello, Shifters.
Too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
Too much of anything.
But I don't know about
actually,
that.
We ain't gonna rush this. Let Barry Barry knows for a real quick
hustle. Shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough.
Okay, it takes way longer than I thought.
It's just not enough, baby.
Oh, Harris comes. Hey.
It's just not enough.
It's a high
okay. My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe.
How sexy is Barry White?
Girl,
I don't care,
know,
I'll say it. The tones of Barry White get you going. Shifters.
I don't give a damn.
Shifters, yesterday I was sitting right over there on the men's den couches, minding my own business, and I looked to the right, Mark's sitting next to me, and in his hands is this majestic device that I haven't seen in, dare I say it, 15 odd years.
Beautiful.
Beautiful device. What were you holding, Mark?
I was holding a home line, like a landline phone.
Out of a museum.
Kind of is. They weren't all made.
You can still find them.
Can you still find them, guys?
I literally haven't seen one in over a decade.
My mom and dad still have their landline.
Really?
Yeah, but they live in
Narapa, Gisborne, back country.
They still work down there.
It's an interesting thing back in the day, because that was the only way that 12, 13-year-old were able to talk to our
bro, paint our this picture, Brooke, for these Gen Alphas. Mm. Paint this picture, bro. Picasso.
Guys, back in the day, our day, it was a great day, actually. Those were beautiful days.
Elite.
When we wanted to speak to our significant other at the age of 12, 13, 14, the only way we could do it once we got home was on the landline phone. But the interesting part about this was there was only one way in. There was only one way out.
Who were you talking to, Brooke? What was her name?
Her name was Marie. She screwed me over.
Oh, Marie, eh?
No, Marie. She told everyone I was bad at kissing, and she was right.
Marie?
Over the
landline.
Bloody
Marie. I don't know where you are these days, but I've never forgot. But anyway, you could be downstairs talking on the phone, and if your parents wanted to have a listen to what you were doing, they would pick it up and they would just eavesdrop on you. Now, you guys have your phones these days, your cell phones. You're safe. We roll the dice every night. Every night we would roll the dice.
Can't
wait to get to school tomorrow and kiss you.
Call it this time. And we wouldn't know when you'd call. But we'd have to be around the phone so that it went, and you picked it straight up.
You just picked it straight up.
I thought it was just
if it rings more, mum or dad's going to be like, hey, who's calling?
It's just auntie. She's calling for me. Okay.
Every night at the same time?
Huh? Remember the little...
that was just me.
I got you, mate. Remember the old school ones and it had the little mute button in the middle of it?
Yes.
So you could hold it, you go click, and hold it down, and then you're like, Mom, what are we ordering for fish and chips? Like, she's on the phone now, she's like, get $5 chips, two fish. You're like, oh, hello, you listening? Oh, bro.
I'm bad, baby. You'll fall asleep with a
ride
next to
you.
Put that phone down. Anyway, I asked the boys, I said simply, boys, do you remember your home number?
Mm-hmm.
Your old school number, do you remember? Mark, you remember yours, right?
I do.
What was yours? You say it out loud. Oh, your parents are using it?
Yeah, my parents still have it.
Okay, we'll not use it. Okay, fair enough.
Okay, just say the first four numbers. 04 or whatever the thing is.
It's 06 for Gizzy.
Go on, 06.
863.
See, that's rolling off the tongue.
863.
See, I would need that to be like 863-7473, you know? And then
roll it over, roll it
beautiful.
Over.
Beautiful.
06, put that on front too.
I was 04237.
Oh, Wellington, yeah.
6779.
6779.
Not bad.
Now, you got to remember, like, if you had a nice number, like, then you knew you had more of a chance of that person you like remembering, right? So that's what we're talking about here. 6779, man, I remember that. I'll be going
nicely,
roll down the
list. Who's on that, Ruska? 779.
Did the whole line link. So what we're going to do. So what we put out there, Shifters, is who had the sexiest landline number? And boy, do we have a bunch that came through, but I've
I've heard them all, and I've put the task through to the boys who haven't heard a single one yet to be the judges of the ones that we have come that have come through. Now, there are a range, there's a variety. Some people worked hard on this. There's production behind a few of these, which I can salute and honor.
Come on.
I don't know if you want your names read out, but you're going to get your names read out. Our first contestant, guys, his name is Caleb when we're talking about who had the sexiest landline number.
Me. What's my phone number? Let me tell you. 3808-1997. Easy to remember. And, you know, easy on the lips. Just like me. Babe, if you heard that previous message, it was only a joke. Just joking. I love you.
I don't know if that one rolls off the tongue as much as he thinks it does.
Yeah, but it's, that's his right.
3-8.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
The feeling wasn't there. Production was there.
I'd give it a 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10. All right.
I like the idea of 1997. That would have been peak landline. So it's got a year to it, which is super cool as well. So I'm thinking, I'm going to go a little higher. I'm going to give them, Caleb, you get a 8.7 for me. 1997.
Well, that's high, Mark.
It's 60. That's a 60 rating.
That is a 60 rating.
But it wasn't a 60 number.
Okay, this one's completely separate. This is why we're giving you variety here. We're giving you ranges. Here's Fale.
Sexiest number that I had, my home phone, that I pretty much you can do a dance with your fingers because that's what you want. And I even added like a jingle or melody to it, and it was 8187741.
Oh,
and it was a really nice placement on the phone. Like if you go to your dial phone right now and just go 8187741. It's all placed nicely. Yeah, the 7 at the bottom. Yes. You just work your way back up. 8187. You just go diagonally and then just work your way up. Really nice. 8187741. You even add a beat to that.
Hey.
Like, bro, that's random. I can't beatbox. I'm just being eats. But yeah, 8187741. Really nice number. Yeah, I'm sorry if that's someone's number. Now, if you still have a home phone. But yeah, that was my one. 8187741. Enjoy. Let's push.
That's the breakdown. That's not bad.
That's a man from our time.
Break it down now.
The way he broke that down, Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith.
That's what you want. You want your little combo going. You want the reader.
Who
was that, bro?
That was Fale.
Fale.
That's a 9.9 for me.
Oh,
that means
8187741. See what I mean? See what I'm talking about?
All right, Mark, what'd you?
Fale gets a 9.2 for me.
Still nines? Nine's good, though.
Very, very good.
Nine, you're in the right ballpark. All right, let's keep it going. Leash. Let's hear from Leash today.
Kia ora, boys. So growing up, I loved how on American movies they would say 555 with the remaining number. So I wanted to get a new number for my phone and change it to be 555-4688, which would translate to be 555 hot. H-O-T-T.
Oh.
Oh, my life. Shame. Anyway, it never happened, and I still get crap about it to this day. So, yeah, that's my number that never happened. But anyway, it is what it is.
Well, it is hot. There's a meaning behind that.
I love this topic so much, eh? Like, if you were there, you're listening.
Who would have thought?
If you have no idea what we're talking about, you probably skipped already. But what a moment in time.
Absolute moment in time. What are you judging that one?
There's a few more. It didn't exist, though. Mm. That's the problem for Leash.
It's like a 2.
Okay.
Like, it was a hot
number. I'm happy with that, too.
Yeah. So, it's because it didn't exist, it's a 0.
Dreamer, Leash. Sorry. Love you, though.
Morena, brothers. Yeah. Heard you're looking for sexy phone numbers, so I thought I'd hit you with my landline. 2755516.
Wow.
Call me if you get lost.
Wow. Get up!
275. First of all, that's an area code that like is elite. 275. Like he's already won on that aspect. Oof. But finishing with the extra fives.
Mark, that might be worth it.
He's a king.
One more time.
Yeah, let me try
that one more time. Play that one more time.
Morena, brothers. Heard you're looking for sexy phone numbers, so I thought I'd hit you with my landline. 2755516. Call me if you get lost.
Shut up!
You know, it's the devil's five, number to end. You know what I mean? It's just perfect.
Oh, so you can get a little naughty at the end.
It's perfect. Angel number.
2755516.
Add those up.
Whew. Not bad, man. What we had? What's the number?
That's 10.
That's 10, fam?
That's a 10.
It's 275.
It's over.
That's from home. Mark, what do you...
Yeah, I'm...
You're giving that the eyebrow.
I'm giving it a 9 straight. A 9 straight. I still like Fale's. 8, Fale 8, was 8, good, 8, man. 8, 7, 7, 4, 1.
818-418-418.
Yes, shifters, we're doing this. Who had the sexiest landline number? We've got one more. Here we go. This is the final one.
Oh. Don't do that.
Oh, hey. I feel kind of silly doing this. I saw that I missed your number.
Oh, yes.
You know, you can always call me back on 23555337. Shut your lips. Shush.
I'm calling you right now. I don't even know who you are, but I've got you. I'm calling you one of my favorites.
God. 235-5337. 235-5337. Bring it. Right. Bring it.
That's a ring. 100.
Wow.
She had that Alicia Keys. You don't know my name in the background.
She had the voice to match.
She nailed that.
Oh, I didn't know.
That's how we used to talk. All the time.
Shut the front door. I'm calling you right now.
Hey, baby. Shush.
Young bloods, you'll never know. Love that.
This is The Morning Shift.
Shifters, just quickly, I'm so excited about this announcement. Happened yesterday, but Fisher is coming to New Zealand. Auckland and Christchurch. Who is Fisher?
Fisher
Let's
Harris?
Have a little Friday party.
The boys are coming to Aotearoa, baby.
This song does something to me. We're not done. We've got about this.
Hey. Oh, we're just having a party now.
That's Boosh. How much would you buy a ticket for this?
I gotta keep it honest.
How much would you spend?
Right now, $0. But I like it. It's just I'm not going to this party. Like, I like it. I do like it. But I know there's so many shifters that are sitting there going, yeah, but we ain't paying to go to it. We like it when we get it.
Here?
But we ain't paying to go for it.
You know what? That's fine.
Fisher is him, bro.
We need to get him on The Morning Show. This guy's like my favorite DJ.
I love it.
Him mind those little SoundCloud DJs. Those little, what are those events?
We like SoundCloud.
I don't need to attend. I'm very much looking forward to Fisher coming. It'll be an absolute vibe. Okay, that's all right. Well, Fisher's coming. I'm excited about it, guys. Christchurch, show in Christchurch, show in Auckland. Not sure when, but I'm sure all my Fisher fans will be going with me.
I honestly thought it was James Fisher Harris you were saying was coming to the Warriors, and I was like, yes! God. Let's start a rumor. That's actually what it is.
He's got to...
Music ready, Jordan?
Penrith win, he's got to come to the Warriors. Like, he's done everything at Penrith, eh? Like, he's got to come to the Warriors after.
Absolutely. That. And he's a spiritual leader of the Kiwis.
Imagine right. Fisher Harris in a Warriors heritage jersey.
Not the Vodafone.
The one New Zealand Warriors!
The announcement we've all been waiting
That's
for!
Just announced! Not Fisher, the DJ! Fisher Harris to the Warriors!
This is The Morning Shift.
What a song. Hey.
What song is this called?
It's called Crew Love.
Crew Love. Matoma.
Drake and the Weeknd.
Wow.
It's a good song.
Cool. Guys, we threw it out there to the shifters.
asking for VUAs this week. And a part of the VUAs is the prize that our partners, Chemist Warehouse, have gifted us to gift to you. Because what's in it for us? Well, it's all about you. $200 Chemist Warehouse voucher up for grabs. But a VUA is your voice, voicing us anything through our messenger on IG. This message came through as a written one, so it doesn't qualify. But I did want to get to it because I think it's really cool.
Okay.
Or not is cool. It? Kia ora, guys. You said to VUA, so here goes. Lately, my friendship group seems to be in a cycle of relationships ending. Ending long-term relationships. One engagement has ended, and several short-term things have said, see ya. What I'm struggling with is the ones who are clearly dating well below their station. Ooh. I'm not trying to be a dick here. I mean, a girl with two jobs, owns a house, dating a long-term unemployed guy who lives with his mum. But they're so broken-hearted. Over what? Losing a bill?
Oh, no.
How do I keep my mouth closed when these breakups were so needed and so well overdue? I have girls over here with uni degrees crying over guys that only have a birth certificate. Come on.
Yeah.
Help.
No.
That's violent.
Violence. Violence.
Tethered end, though. I get the impression this is a tethered end. Like, they're at their wit's end when it comes to friendships and, I guess, dating to a level. And here are driven, educated women out there doing their thing. And they're upset about dating or breaking up, I guess, their relationships with guys who aren't as driven, possibly, or aren't as profitable, possibly.
To accolades, count for your esteem.
I think yes and no. And I say yes tentatively, because I know it's probably a touchy subject. I don't think it should ever be the absolute. Do you know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't be the one and only reason, but I imagine it would be a niggly thing that hangs around in the background, and when behaviours start reflecting those attributes or those accolades, then it could become a bigger thing slowly over time.
100%. I love this topic, okay? Because I could, there's so many pathways to get to get into the nitty gritty what we're talking about. I'll take another angle. I think potentially let's not even worry about who your friends like, or more importantly, who your friends attract to themselves and who they choose. Let's instead, why don't we look at this angle? The person who wrote this in potentially is in for a crossroads they're not aware of, because now we have to think about, are these friends that you want? Like, if you're struggling to keep your mouth, you know, as they've written it, keep your mouth shut about something that seems very simple for you, maybe. Because this happens in a lot in our lives too. Friendships expire. And you want other stuff. You want to be able to be pushed. You want to be able to be challenged. You want to be able to not talk about the same subject matter. There comes a time in life when we've just always been together, that just doesn't cut it. So maybe that's
what's going on point. Here. That's a, I like that angle, Jordan, because if we used your situation, for example, and you're very much in love, you've found the one.
I mean. I hope you get to experience
it. But before then, your friendship circles would have known you as something that may have been slightly different. The way you talked, the way you acted, the way you were, the way you were out all the time. You were, you know.
Sorry?
Rambunctious. But I think, you know, as you do,
I think I was the same.
If you evolved through life, what I mean is, like, your friends, they're either evolving with you. Like, but I think about my friendship circles, right? Slowly but surely, everyone's got married. And slowly but surely, everyone's had kids. And we've all kind of progressed. If some aren't,
that's fine.
That's fine.
Yes, it is fine.
But they aren't going to be talking about the same things you think about. One of my best mates has recently had a kid. My kids are all leaving home now. So our conversations are so vastly different now. Like, he's talking about daycare and how he's picking up illnesses. Basically what you guys talk about.
Oh, my God. True.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about my boy having a child. You know what I mean? Like, the conversations are completely different now.
It happens. So it just happens, right? Season.
To that point, Jordan, I don't think that's what she's doing here, though. I see the angle you're taking. I think I don't say give up is the word, but I feel like if you're having those conversations or you want answers to this, then you're still in the fight for your friend. Like, you're not really ready to step forward, but you can see your friend and you can see that maybe the alignment for her and this person isn't where it needs to be. So I think it's a different conversation that we're having completely. So going back to her point.
You can have that conversation with your friends though, right? You can say, come on no, now.
Nah, you can't.
You can't.
No, I because think you what, can. What, like, when do we what, not? What conversation is this conversation now?
This conversation like, is, listen come to the on message now, that you're really wrote upset.
Like, this ain't the first time. Like, she's like, I don't get it. And like, if there's a certain level of thinking towards themselves in relation to the people that they like, that proximity is closer to like other conversations within friendship. You know what I mean? Like, Mark caught that. Like, you know, like, that's what I'm saying. I feel like there could be another issue purging here. And I'm just like, I don't even know, bro. I'm just interested in this stuff. I just love talking about it. Like, I have no idea.
I'm with you, bro.
I think wrong.
I think if you're not amongst friends that you can say, come on now. That person was not for you.
We gave you two chances. Like, this is the third. We got to keep telling you.
We got to move on, girl. We're going out to the clubs.
Here's a better question. Why do you think a woman who is perceived to be very smart and very successful and very driven and very together would go for, as this person describes, someone that they deem as far less? Which I still think is a strange. Oh dear! Oh, let's actually get to it. Let's
now
actually
get to the topic. Them to look in the mirror.
We will do a little tiptoe, little tap dance around the topic. Let's get into the topic.
The topic is because you're successful in life, you don't have you've basically got over your trauma and what you're facing on the day to day. So you're looking to help someone else through that trauma. So you look for somebody who's got baggage and may not be successful in life. You're looking for a project as per such. And when that project doesn't go as well as your working life does, then perhaps you throw that project aside. That's my take.
I saw this thing and it said, it was about women, but I think this is in general. It said, you can tell how much a woman loves herself by the partner that she decides to be with for the rest of her life.
Hold up.
Bro, why do you bring these golden gems?
You better repeat that. You better run that back.
We came for takeaways, not the main course.
You better run that back.
They said that was specifically woman. I said, I don't know if that's specifically woman, but one more time, it was, you can tell how much a woman loves herself by the life partner that they choose.
Did someone just pour moe? Are we on the sparkles?
Heavy dog.
Right. I don't think that's just woman. I mean, that goes for men as well. But maybe that's the deeper issue right here. Well, she's still trying to work it out. As her friend, sit by her side. She's trying to work it out. She'll fall in love with herself soon enough. And when she does, boom, who's right there?
And this is what I meant by what I said last week. Like, and someone actually wrote it on the page. I said it for romantic relationships, but it includes friendships too. The deeper you can understand your friend, how did you get here before you got to me? You know, like when you do work with your friends and you figure out like how they got here, then you're able to better support them and say, hey, I can't tell you what to do, but I think you're experiencing this feeling because of A, B, and C. But you got it.
And I got you.
But do you think sometimes you get blurred lines with your friends as well?
Brooke, are you going to bring another golden nugget here?
Nah, not
Go
really.
On.
I'm already sparkling.
You've been through the trenches. You've fought the fight. So there's this loyalty there. But at the same time, your friend's going this way. I'm going this way. But we fight for it when maybe that's not even the fight that we need to be having.
Yeah, T, you're on today. You're on today.
Just food for thought.
The question was, how do I keep my mouth closed? Well, you already know how to do that. And now we've got you thinking on deeper levels.
I think open it.
I think open it too.
Talk.
Caught it all with them. If that's your friend, have a yarn.
This is the morning shift.
You know what? You hear a lot of our voices on the show, but nothing brings us more joy than hearing your voices. So we do a thing called BUA, which is
Voice Us Anything.
We get a chance. Practice that.
Yeah, you get a chance to say whatever it is you want to say, and we'll play it out. This week is a little different, and I tell you this, next week will be different as well. Our friends at Chemist Warehouse have given us a $200 voucher for our favourite VUA, which I am choosing.
Why?
Because.
What about us?
I don't want you to choose.
What's I want to choose us?
This. Let's flip it.
How have you just like vetoed like the voting system here and just decided before we've even heard them?
Because
I mean, you are the team captain, but
Chemist Warehouse isn't available in some countries, and we're a global thing, so I've had to.
I like what you're doing there.
So yes, so
what's
let's go through
us?
Some of those.
Hold on, what's in it for us? Us three. It's always what's in it for them. What's in it for us?
Matu Mark Captain has made the call. I'm following.
Okay, here we go. Voice Shots us Kane. Anything number one.
I'd like to know what you guys would do in this situation. You're in a public place, like a mall, and you're busting to go to the toilet. However, you need to do a number two. You go to the toilets, and all the stalls are taken except for the disabled.
Mm.
You go and use the disabled, and as you're going about your business, you see someone pull up outside the stall in a wheelchair. Mm. How are you leaving the stall?
Kia ora. It's free.
That was Lewis. Good question, Lewis.
I got them when I need to go, Bowles. I need to go, and I'm apologizing for it.
I'll apologize on the way out. Say, and I'll see, almost done. Almost a couple minutes. So I'm preempting. You got just, I'll be out there soon.
I would have said, like, sorry, I was wheelie needing to go.
Oh, Jordan. Unnecessary. I think I'd put on my best janitor's voice and go, yep, that's all clean now. You can use that.
I honestly want to punch Jordan right in the face.
In his teeth.
It's just a play on words.
All right, here's Leah.
Hey, lads. Probably one of the most Australian blokes you've ever met. Got a Bunnings logo tattooed on me. Swan Draft beer. But anyway, thought I'd give you blokes a shout out. Friday Forgotten Bangers. Great thing to utilise and slide into someone's DMs as a great conversation starter. Anyway, thanks for that.
Good to know. Nice, mate. He sounds like a great Aussie guy.
He sounds like a good
Aussie. He can sit with us. He's the man.
I'm not sure I like the idea, though, using content to get into people's DMs.
Why?
Well.
Whoa, relax.
It's wholesome. Well,
why? Yeah. Why? Yeah, that, I mean, also the title of that segment, you know, like it's insinuating already.
Yeah.
Have a.
Go us.
Go us.
You're welcome.
Starting the conversation.
If I was a song, what would be.
Da-down.
If I was this song, would you bang me?
That's two from two. That's two from two. All right, here we go.
Not much going on in my life at the moment, but I do have a funny story about my dad, who I know listens, so if he hears this, it'll be funny, yes. When my mum and dad were quite young, they had me and my little brother. And for like the first 5 years of my life, you know, they kind of parented together. And then one day they were just like, it's probably better if we just split and co-parent, which is like pretty chill. It's all good. However, nowadays people are really nosy about like where my dad is and like if I have a dad. So I decided one day to just start telling people that he left to get milk when I was younger. And it's hilarious. And when they find that out, their faces change are freaking crazy. Anyways, one time my friend met my dad and said to him, oh, it must have been some pretty good milk if it took you 13 years to find. Ooh, it was a good one. To this day, I still tell people that my dad went and got milk, and to this day, he hates me. Anyways, cheers for the last boys. Keep it up.
Brooke?
Mark?
Oh, damn. Damn it.
That was a cool story.
Very cool story. All right, and finally.
Hey, Mark. Got a little bit of advice for you. So had the same issue with neighbouring cats. I think there were two or three coming through the cat door.
My bad.
It caused us such a headache, so much. You know, my poor mum was, it was a really bad time, right? The best thing we did was buy the expensive but well worth it microchip door. Just bought the microchip door, our cat came in, that's it. The problems were just gone. Don't disturb your peace, man, by going to all this effort. Just buy the microchip door.
And I know, because I strung it out. I was like, man, that's a really expensive door, you know, surely we can do something. I strung it out for, you know, probably a couple of months, and it was my mum, to be honest with you. It just did her head in, you know. I wasn't there all the time, and it was, you know, these cats were ruining her house. Just don't disturb your peace and buy the door. Sending you all the love. Bye.
I didn't even know that existed. That's amazing technology.
I'm not buying.
What?
Horrendously expensive.
Humble yourself, bro. You're getting your ass kicked, bro.
I'm not losing to
you're
a cat.
You're getting your ass kicked like right now. Fight. You did. Hey, you Mark didn't sleep last night. Mark didn't. He didn't win. He didn't win, Jack.
He's told us he hasn't slept all night.
Oh, I'm
buy the microchip door, Mark.
Nah, don't.
Buy the door. You lost.
Because
take that out.
That is the ultimate owl, right?
You have it for lunch, breakfast, and dinner, whatever. Buy the door.
If I buy that door, I am owling.
You're in a fight that you both enjoy.
You're already owling.
I've already told you this. The winner of this battle gets the house.
There's going to be a beautiful love story and truth
at the
end of this.
So much funnier when, like, that's actually a true statement from Mark.
It gets my house. If it can beat me, oh, you can have the house.
You'll have to commit a bad crime, though, for you to stay in that house. So buy the microchip door, because you're going to kill that cat.
I'm not gonna kill a cat. I'm not going to kill a cat.
It's just prancing around your house at the moment, though.
It isn't just prancing so around my house at the moment. You know what? You guys think this is funny. I'm giving the cat my house if it wins.
I think it's funny you didn't sleep last night and I'm going to buy a microchip door. That's what I think is hilarious.
And we're walking around the house with gumboots on.
Congratulations, Trey, who sent in that message. You win. Thank you for the advice on the cat door.
Trey,
thank you to
job.
Chemist Warehouse. $200.
Baby.
Go shopping on us at Chemist Warehouse.
That is the show. Thank you for another week. See you next week. Check on your people, shifters, and we love yous.
This is The Shift. The Shift.
Go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home.
The Morning Shift.
I'm going to make him an offer he came with you.
The Shift.
I love you.
This is The Shift.
Got it.
Okay.
I like the burger.
As you would have heard at the start of the show, I was waxing lyrical about the Sambucol Black Elderberry Evervescent Tablets. Now, while the boys were waffling on, I actually put some of these little tablets in the water. And it's fizzy. It makes the water fizzy. And it tastes like little wee black elderberries. Beautiful. Oh, I'm getting my high zinc, no added sugar, and great tasting drink right now. All available at Chemist Warehouse, proud sponsors of The Morning Shift.